Okay, it is a sunshiny outside, and it's sunshiny inside because now I have Lieutenant Stephanie and Norman from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol here with me this morning, and Lieutenant Norman, welcome.
Thanks. yes, it is sunny outside, but it's still pretty foggy in a lot of areas, so we want to make sure that everybody's got their headlights on. And when I mean headlights, make sure you got your taillights working as well so that people can see, because it's a little difficult, especially in the, like, when you're in the valleys. So if somebody has to stop to make a turn, make sure that you can see them by having your signals on.
See, I had a nice little lead in there and I didn't even know it.
See?
Yeah. I knew what I was doing. So yeah, there was a little surprise fog here this morning. It's the temperature change.
Yeah. And from my understanding, maybe some snow Thursday. So I know. Mm-hmm. It's that S word. So since we are in Ohio, we are an ever-changing state. So every day can be different. Sunny, cloudy, snowy, who knows?
It doesn't matter what month either.
So make sure that you're prepared. You know, obviously I'm not going to tell you to go out and put your snow tires back on for Thursday. Just if you've got to go be someplace specific, leave a little bit extra early. Make sure you give yourself extra following distance, especially if there's any type of condensation that has formed on the roadway.
And, you know, leaving early isn't a bad idea on any day, because running late is when bad things happen.
Right. So just be prepared. Expect the worst case scenario. You know, make sure you're full of gas so that you can warm the car up. Make sure that your windshields are clear. Those types of things.
And, you know, we're heading into tourist season, and I make it sound like we're heading into the time when there are a lot more traffic. So leaving early is uber important.
Right. Especially, you know, we do have tourists that visit the area. You know, they're not familiar with where everything is, or maybe they're stopping and slowing and looking at things. You've got to be prepared for somebody to stop on a dime. And, you know, that's where April Distracted Driving Month is very important for us. So make sure that you're always paying close attention to what's going on around you. Make sure that the vehicle, you know, ahead of you is doing what they should be doing. Make sure that they're not stopping. If they are, make sure that you stop in plenty of time.
And, you know, April, we've got April showers, April fogs. So you've got all the elements coming at you here this month.
Exactly. It's a cluster of a month. But one other thing that we want to remind folks. So if you have not renewed your license plates since March 9th of 2020, that will expire July 1st. So get your plates registered, get them taken care of. And reminder, we talked about this before, if you didn't get your plates renewed back in 2020, and they also need to be renewed here in 2021, you're going to have to pay for both years.
Both of them.
Both years. Not just, you know, just for this year. No, you're going to have to do it for both years. They gave you an extension because you might have been short on cash during the COVID and the pandemic and all of that. But everybody's had several stimulus checks, things to help take care of things, pay things off. This is one of the things that you should be paying off, hopefully.
And if you don't want to go stand, wait in line, they have where you can, you know, register early so you don't have to wait in line. And you, if it's just, well, I think you can even do your license now, given certain circumstances, but you can do it online.
Right.
You don't even have to go nowhere.
The way the BMV is working these days, they can make things a lot easier for you. So if you don't have to get your driver's license renewed and you're just looking to get your plates renewed, you can do it online. You can do it up to the next 5 years. You can renew your plates so that you don't have to keep worrying about it. You can set it so that they mail them to you and you can just mail it back. However you want to do it, but July 1st, 2021, you have to have valid plates. There's no more extensions. There's no more warnings. Everybody's been told you have to have it by this date.
I'm excited to try. We had a story that you can even do your license online now in certain circumstances. So my birthday is coming up next month, so I need to be a little proactive here and try that out and see if it works for me, because I'm in the transition. I have the old license still. So
make sure you then are prepared if you have to get a new driver's license. If you're planning on getting that federal tag, I guess, on your driver's license so that you can fly without any issues, make sure that you're prepared for that. Do your research on what you need to bring with you. Social Security card, birth certificate. I mean, it's a gamut of things, especially if you're female, because if you've been married, you're going to need to bring your marriage certificate, those types of things. So be prepared before you get there, because there's nothing worse than waiting in line and then finally getting up there and realizing you don't have everything that you need.
Been there, done that when I was getting my license to begin with. But this year and a little bit into next year, I think, is the final people who still have these old licenses because of when they had that cutoff. So
right.
It's our time, folks.
Yeah. So, you know, little things to be thinking about, you know, and prepping for. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being prepared. So.
And we talk about that with all the things. Driving, getting ready for trips. Be prepared.
Absolutely. And if you really think about it, being prepared for whatever you do in life, it just makes things go so much better, smoother.
Where's the excitement in winging it?
There are certain things you can wing, certain things you should just be prepared for. I'm a preparer.
Like the trip home and using your GPS and not getting lost.
Yes.
That happened this weekend.
But, you know, reminder, April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Make sure that you're paying attention. Make sure, you know, if you've ever said to yourself, you know, I left so-and-so's house and I'm home, but I don't really remember my ride, you know, hopefully it wasn't alcohol related, but if you've ever said that, then it means that you were not paying attention on your ride home, whether you were sleepy or you had something else going on, you know, in your head. But get back in the game, start paying attention, pay attention to what's going on outside your vehicle, make sure that you're not running over anything or anybody and causing a crash.
There's creatures, there's children, there's tractors, there's bicyclers. Walkers. I know I walk a lot, and sometimes I'm a little fearful.
You should. You should. And that's just, you know, everybody's got something going on in the car. They're, you know, bebopping to the music. They're playing on their phones. They're talking to the passengers. They've checked out. They've left work, and they're just beat. You know, it can be any one of those things. So keep your head in the game and make sure you're paying attention.
Both walker and driver.
Absolutely.
Don't think that just because you're walking, the driver has to do all the paying attention.
Right. So pay attention, you know, move over to the side if you need to give somebody a little bit of space, or if you see that nobody's giving you space, then, you know, move.
And I wear my headphones only in one ear, so I still have an ear to hear.
Right. Be reflective. Do what you can to keep yourself safe.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, is being safe.
Yes. So have a great April. Have a safe April. Get your plates renewed. Don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah, don't wait till the last minute. And, you know, if you don't want to leave the house, try the online thing. Give her a go. Try something new.
Right. So, and, you know, again, the goal here is just for everyone to be safe and happy and make it home to whoever you go home to.
My house.
Your house is waiting for you.
It is. Nobody else is going to take care of it. All right. Anything else, Lieutenant Norman?
No, just everybody be safe. Buckle up.
Seat belts save lives.